checking out my podcast, I promise to keep real talk true to its title. Always honest and always real. All right, so why is tomorrow better? Like, really, we're about to be in 2020. That's wild, 2020. The year 2020 is coming. It's just around the corner. And I'm guilty of it myself, like, oh, tomorrow. Like, it's super easy. And it's something that happens. It's kind of natural. But, like, how many years? Like, okay, now, if it just happened, like, maybe the past couple of times, okay, maybe tomorrow, maybe you stop. Maybe you haven't been working out for, like, a couple months. Tomorrow, like, you keep putting it off. Maybe Monday, like, later. I'm talking about these things that you have been saying for years. Like, be honest. This is going to require you to be completely honest with yourself. You don't have to drop a comment telling me what it is, okay? Like, you don't worry about that. Like, I want you to be honest with yourself and think about, like, how many years have you been saying, I'm gonna start a blog. I'm gonna get an online, I'm gonna get a website. I'm gonna donate my time somewhere. I'm gonna, whatever it is. Like, think of, like, how many years you've been saying certain ones. We should, yada, yada, yada. We should go to here. We should save money. We should, easy to start thinking about, like, we should go and do, and we should, and maybe later we'll, like, I know for sure, like, I've had, I got friends and I got family members, both of them, that have, for example, like, family member of mine continues to always talk about, like, hey, we should all do this thing as a family, and we should save money and collect and get up together and do. And it's like always this conversation. And while I rock with it, I really do. Like, yeah, I think it's important for, like, families to get together and think about finances together and figure out, like, housing situations. And I think there's a lot of benefit in doing that. And, like, but you've been talking about it for a long time. It's not something me personally I'm willing to take on. I'm not as passionate about it. Like, I'm just not. But maybe I should be. But anyway, that's another story for another time. Like, hearing a family member say a certain thing all the time, or hearing a friend say, yeah, man, you know, like, I'm going to get this job. I'm going to get this promotion. I've been talking to my boss, so I'm going to figure it out. Cool, cool, cool. Another year goes by. See him again. Holidays, usually it's around that time. Hey, man, what's up, man? How's it been? All good, man. You know, I think next year, man, are coming up probably pretty soon. I'm going to get this promotion. Been talking to my boss. Okay, cool. Another year, another 2 years go by, another 3 years go by. Yeah, man, you know, like, just trying to see what's up, man. You know, like, trying to get year after year, you're trying, like, what is happening in between these years? Like, don't do that. Like, don't, if it means something to you, don't do it. We've talked about, like, how words should carry better weight, and when your words should also line up with your actions. We've talked about that, and, like, just being able to not take yourself serious enough to change and to say, man, another year? No, I got to stop, or I've got to make it happen, or I've got to stop talking about it. It's a couple of options, you know, like, but I'm sharing this with you because I've personally seen, like, from doing this now a few years ago, like, I've seen the difference when I make something happen instantly as opposed to putting it off for tomorrow. Now, it's not all the time that this can happen, but I've been geeking out a lot lately on challenging myself to be different. Like, I want to be a better person. Like, I want to be a better dude. I want to be the illest version of me as possible. So, like, there's a lot of information online that you can use to help better yourself. So, one of those things was just get to it. Like, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? Get to it. Now, you're trying to start an organization, or you're trying to get a website going or create a blog. These things take a little bit of time, right? But what's the one thing that you can do? Is it go get the domain, go to GoDaddy.com and see if your website is available? Like, there's something, there's some piece that you can do. There's one thing that you can get started on. You can take that first step. That's the power of working in right now. Like, I've seen, for example, when I was working in radio, and there's always kind of like, you know, there's sales and promotions and programming and production that all work together, and when we're putting events together or whatnot. And sometimes it can really get wound up in about an easy, I'm going to go ahead and say 10 emails, okay? Maybe 12, maybe more. So that's a lot of back and forth and waiting to hear from them, and then so-and-so doesn't hit back for a day. And so, like, there's a lot of wasted time that happens. And I noticed the difference as soon as I was able to say, hey, check this out. Where is so-and-so from this department, so-and-so from that department? Let's all get in here, chop it up real quick. Cool, you got a calendar? Let's check this out. Whap, 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 whap. And I remember talking to the team later, to the managers, and they were like, man, Chris, like, what is this? What's going on? Like, you're moving a little bit. I'm like, man, look, I just want to eliminate emails, like exchanges. Like, let's cut down this process. Like, if it's 10 emails, how about we have this really good, really productive conversation, okay, right now, not tomorrow, not next week, not wait for so-and-so and then get the email. Let's all of us right now, without waiting till later for an email or tomorrow for so-and-so's phone call, have a conversation, a preliminary conversation, figure out what we're trying to accomplish. Now we know. Now we know we're going to wait on this and this, and then we're good to go. So I think we cut out about 7 steps in a 10-step process by having a conversation immediately. Like, there's so much power in doing something immediately. And I'm not saying you're going to be able to accomplish the whole thing, but you'll get started. Like, I grew up in the microwave era. Like, I did. Like, microwave, boom, minute, 2 minutes, pop, boom, hot, I'm good. Like, I'm used to things being immediate. So sometimes when you can't get the whole thing immediately, you don't want any of it. That's not what you want to do. That's something that I've done. It leads to procrastination. You start putting things off. You're procrastinating like crazy because I can't get it all done, so I'm not going to do any of it, at least for me. I'm being dead honest. This is real talk. I'm giving you real talk. Like, if I couldn't get it all done, I didn't want to do any of it. And now I'm looking back at myself in hindsight, like, come on, bro, what were you thinking? Start taking the steps. It's so empowering to be able to look back and see how much you got done by just doing something immediately. Watch what happens when you move with urgency. You'll see the results. And over time, you'll see great results. I can promise you that. Tomorrow is not better. All right? You can get some of it done today.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Would love to hear what it meant to you. Shoot me a message at Chris Lowe's Media on Twitter. Let me know you heard the podcast, and I'd love to send you an encouragement card. Thanks for your time, and have a great day.